Hey, this is Britt down in Hodges, and we just want to let you know that we are your Pink Out headquarters right here in Marion. We've got pink socks, mouth guards, under-eye stickers, you name it, and we are ready. And don't forget, you can show your Rocket Pride in a new spirit jersey with either black or white with a great big blue rocket on the back. Archery season is in full swing, and we've got everything you need to bag the big buck.
Well, it is Pink Out Week and Homecoming Week in Crittenden County. But Coach Starnes, before we get into this week's Fulton City opening of the district matchups as well, let's talk a little bit about last week's game over at Union County. It was a ball game that in third quarter, we were still in it. It was a one possession game, and then some things happened. Before we know it, the wheels kind of came off down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, Chris, and I felt like even after the game, as I told the kids, and then watching it the film this weekend, that you know our effort's there. We have good effort. We don't ever quit. It's just our mistakes. It's very simple. It's do your job, and that's it. You do your job. Don't try to do somebody else's job. Don't try to do too much. Just do your job. And if you do your job and everybody does their job, we're going to be okay. And we felt like we were in that ball game, and we come back out, and fortunately, the mismanagement of the clock down at the end of the first half, we didn't go in 28-6. Yeah. It was 21-6. So we were still two scores down, and we knew that. And we knew that if, you know, if we could generate some momentum, and we did. I mean, we got it to 21-13, so we got it to 20, for one score down. And then and actually stopped them, and we were in the process of moving the football and got an errant interception, but it went through the hands of our receivers, and I think that really stopped the momentum at that time.
Uh-huh. And they we'll talk a little bit about this down at the end of the first half. They had gotten to the, about, I think it was a 2 or the 1 yard line, and just needed to punch it in, and they started yelling kill from the sideline, wanted to line up and kill the clock. Quarterback just ground the ball, spiked the ball on the ground. And whatever they were doing that, Andy Hutt and I were standing there looking at one another, and Andy says, shh.
Yeah.
Well, they were just trying to fool your guys, catch them off guard, and slip one in.
Right.
But they were fooled.
And that's one of those situations, Chris, that you have two plays called. Because if you don't have any timeouts and you don't get it,
right.
And they call it a slant, so if you don't get the slant, then you have to make sure that you have two plays and the second one free.
Yeah.
So you just can't do that. You can't mismanage, because I'm gonna tell you what, that really could have
Icing on the cake. Sure, right there they could have gone up on us three touchdowns at the half, and that could have been a big factor. But instead, we go into halftime trailing by a couple of touchdowns, and then come right back out on our first drive. We go punch it in, and then get it back and get back into the red zone there, and they stop us on four on downs.
Yeah, and we have to do a better job in being able to get the first down on that in that situation and understand it. So we're going to have to look at ourselves, and I think we all have room to improve. And again, it was a situation that I don't feel like I had the kids ready to play, and we need to make sure that I iron that out this week and make sure it happens. And I take full responsibility for this. I think the coaches and the players, we want to win ball games. We want to do it, but we sometimes seem to lose sight of the preparation up to it and the little technique type things that we need to make sure that we go back to. So we got to go back to it this week and make sure we do those little things right.
One of the things that you did do right, Jesse Belt had an interception that really kind of got things going second half. Union County came out, had the ball first. I think they deferred, I believe. Did they win the toss?
Yeah, they won deferred.
And then
I'm sorry. We haven't lost the toss.
Y'all won the toss. Okay, so they got the ball second half. And then they go Jesse intercepts the this intercepts pass, and then next thing you know, that's when y'all punch it in and make it 13-21 at that point. So you trailed, but that's a big interception. I know it's a big play for Jesse.
Yeah, it's a game changer. Those things like that are what you have to have that could possibly change a game and a momentum. And momentum is big. And when we had it and cut it down to one, knew that we had two scores down and we could cut it down to one, and you have to have a big play to change the momentum of it. And I think that Jesse did that. So
and Birdwell has the big catch right after that too. Takes the ball down to inside the 10-yard line, and then you punch it in from there.
And it was a great catch. And you know, we had to have it. It was one that we needed, and it continued the momentum and allowed us to continue to drive to take it in and get to within one score. But you know, again though, Chris, it goes down to that. And we're going to point it out today, just the fact of mistakes that we're making and our missed assignments and responsibilities that we have to iron out and get together. And we've been saying this, you know, for the past 3 or 4 weeks. And if it doesn't happen during the Russellville, then we'll get beat at Russellville. And, you know, we should beat the Fulton schools and can't take any of them for granted and then have a chance with Ballard and then finish with our second home field playoff. But, you know, I don't want that. I want us to improve and be as good as we can possibly be. But I don't know if my desire is matched with the desire of all the players on the team. We've got some kids that really, really is trying hard and playing hard. And then we got some that I think is not giving everything that they have and not taking their responsibility seriously and trying to do too much. And we just need to make sure that they understand if they would just do their job and focus on theirs, then we'd be a lot better off.
Of course, I think what you're saying is a game like Union County, you've got to be up for. You got to be hitting on all cylinders. All 11 guys got to be, sound technically. They've got to the effort's got to be there. But then you maybe when you're playing a team like Hopkins Central or Todd Central, you can get away with a mistake here and there. You know, you make a big play. Those were teams that you kind of run away from if you caught a ball in some open space. But now this team, the space closes quickly. And you guys, I thought you had a good game plan and played a good football game. It just a few little mistakes here and there. You know, those two big passes in the first half where they scored. That was huge. Put you in a big hole.
Yeah, and we're going to point that out, and you're absolutely right. And I remember saying it after early in the season, you know, after we played at Todd Central or Hopkins County Central, that, you know, we didn't play well enough. If we'd have played a good team, we wouldn't have won. And that's what happened. We haven't gotten better and improved from that point, and that's what we need to do to have a chance at Russellville. But, you know, we're going to challenge the kids and make sure that happens, because it comes down to we as coaches are doing everything that we can to motivate them and get them to understand that they do their job and they do what they're coached to do and not what they think is going to happen, but react to what's happening in front of them, then we'll be a better football team, and that's what has to happen. There's no doubt that the effort, it's not a lack of effort, it's not a lack of desire, it's just an understanding. It's a lack of discipline, and that's the only thing I can say that it has to have. It's a discipline issue when you tell somebody they're supposed to do this and they don't do it. That is discipline, and you say, well, maybe it's because they're trying to be too aggressive, they're trying to make things happen. It still comes down to a discipline issue, and we got to take care of that. I pride ourselves on the fact of coaches coming up and saying, your kids are very well disciplined, they're where they're supposed to be, and we weren't where we were supposed to be and against Union, and therefore we got beat.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we got beat 42 to 21, but I don't think the game was not that lopsided. They scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Well,
which is,
you know, I mean, when you're behind and you're trying to push things,
right,
and you're trying to make things happen, and you're calling
right
fake punts and giving
right
short fields and stuff like that, then, you know, they get 2 scores or something like that they really wouldn't have if you did it otherwise.
Yeah, I thought it was a much, much closer game, much more it was a very contested football game. And I don't – let's talk a little bit about Nick. Nick Stiller had another great game. He set a new record for attempts in a single game, had 38. He and Austin Berry had previously held that record at 36. Now, that's somewhat of a dubious record. Just because you're throwing the ball, it's nothing that great. But he did complete 21 of those passes and had a couple others that I felt like probably could have been caught, too, and ended up with 221 yards passing.
Yeah, you know, and Nick had a good game, and he threw the ball well. But, Nick has still got – he could have 5 or 6, 7 more completions if he just hits the people that he's supposed to hit and read the coverages.
There were some open receivers
that we weren't hitting. So those are things that we're going to have to make sure that we iron out. And you know, Nick is a student of the game, and he understands it. And it's just a matter of watching the film and being able to do that, and not trying to force things. And you know, we try to force a throw, and it's not there when you have Tyler Coleman running wide open in the middle. There would have been a touchdown, you know. And we have to be able to see those things. But in his defense, and I'm gonna have to say that I don't think that our line protected like we should protect, and didn't give him as much time as really I think that we can, and we need to work on that as well. They were bringing five and six people, and even
late in the game when they only were bringing three, we were sometimes having trouble.
Yeah, we're having trouble. And again, it's because of lack of discipline in what we're telling them to do and moving their feet. And so we just have to make sure that if we're going to be better, then we have to do that. Because, you know, Chris, you know as well as I do, you can't say we'll put somebody else in there if you don't do your job, because we have nobody else that we really could put in there to do that. So, and that's the easiest way to do it. You know, that's the way that I think that, you know, if you go out and compete for your position every day, then you're going to work harder at it. We don't have that luxury of having that. So I think that some kids know that, and by knowing that, I don't think that they work as hard sometimes.
Dylan Smith, your linebacker, first-year starter, and Dylan has 12 tackles in this game. He was your defensive player of the game. Another great game. He gets better and better, I think, every week.
Yeah, and he does. And you know, we're proud of Dylan Smith. I mean, he's a great kid. He's come along, and really, he's a kid that really wants to do well, and it really bothers him that he does when he does mess up, and he wants to prove to us every day that he should be the one there, and he has. He's proven it that we're going to leave him there and make sure that he continues to get better. And I think that he can actually make more plays because he's young there. He doesn't understand it. If he gets to where he can read his keys and react to where his keys are taking him, because that's a position that, you know, you get fooled by misdirection, but linemen are pulling one way, and you got to follow those linemen, and that's what's hard. You know, if a running back is going one way and you're going, and a lineman's going the other way, you have to trust the lineman. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think he can get better at it, and he will be, because he's just a junior and he'll be back next year.
And you know, you just mentioned it's tough to have somebody pushing behind from behind these guys, but he does have somebody pushing right behind him, and that's Gavin Dickerson.
Yeah, and he knows that too. You know,
yeah, he better play well, because yeah, Gavin's yeah. chomping at the bit to get in there.
And Gavin needs to be in there some. And it was a situation I know that you know, that you look for Dylan Hollis to need a break, and you know, Smith is solid in there. So when Gavin goes in, basically is for Dylan Hollis, and so those two were playing well enough that we didn't have to have Gavin. But not saying that we don't need him in there, because I think he does need to have a series or two throughout every game.
Lineman of the week was Travis Fitzgerald. I believe I'm right on this. Hasn't he been the lineman of the week every single week?
No, Travis McKinney and Travis Fitzgerald both are the ones that are either lineman of the week, and I think
Travis McKinney is probably
the one that has it more than Travis Fitzgerald. But they're both very solid.
Yeah,
and you know, Travis McKinney is just one that his motor never stops. You know, he just plays hard all the time, and Fitzgerald's the same way too. I mean, he plays hard all the time as well, and they're both just very solid linemen.
Well, it was a good football game. We enjoyed watching. We didn't particularly like the outcome, but it was a good football game. It's better than the last couple of years when we played Union County. This game wasn't over late, and I thought the boys played well at times, but like you say, there's plenty of room for some improvement. We'll have Fulton City this week start the district schedule, and I'm sure you'll have them ready this week, and we're going to be ready, Chris.
Yeah. I can promise you we'll be ready, but, you know, I just like to say that you know, we're proud of our kids because they didn't quit, and that's one thing. And you know, really, it's the first game that we had to fight all four quarters. We haven't had to fight all four quarters before, because we've either been so far behind or so far ahead that we had our reserves in there. But this is the game that we had to fight all four quarters, and I think that we grew up and we learned something from that, and we have to make sure that we carry that forward.
You know, something I failed to mention, and I certainly need to, was Tyler Coleman caught seven passes in this game, and that's a lot, 54 yards, and then you also had Birdwell had three catches for 86 yards. So both those guys were way on up there, and so was Alex Cosby, five catches. Your offense lends itself to a lot of receptions.
Yeah, and you know, we do a lot of screens. Yeah. You know, we throw a lot of short passes, and try to make some yardage after the fact. And you know, if we got a couple blocks when we were supposed to, then I think that, mm-hmm. that the score we'd have scored a couple more times. And we have to work on those and iron those things out as well.
Well, we'll get the ironing board out and start this week. I know practice will be this afternoon. So good luck.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.